Archbishop Justin Badi Arama says church leaders at a recent synod focused their discussions on the implementation of the 2018 revitalized peace agreement and, in particular, the security arrangements of the deal.
The church is worried because the church is close to the people on the ground. As long as there is a slow implementation, the civil population continues to suffer. Because those in the cantonment, they go to the civilians, they beg for food, they grab, and all those. And secondly, as civilians, we are the parents, the fathers, the mothers, and we want to see our children at least having what they committed themselves for, instead of just remaining there in the cantonment or training centers suffering.
The Episcopal Church of South Sudan called for fully implementing the security arrangements at the synod in Juba. The meeting is the General Assembly of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan held every 5 years. At least 300 senior leaders of the church and some senior government officials attended. Badi told the South Sudan in Focus on Tuesday that the parties have made progress, particularly in implementing Chapter 1 of the peace agreement, which is the formation of the unity government. But he says the ineffective implementation of Chapter 2 of the deal, the security arrangements, poses a threat to peace and stability in the country. Badi says the church has noted with concern the delay in graduating and deploying the unified forces who are in training camps. He says the church also fears that the longer the forces stay in the training camps without graduation and deployment, the higher the chances that they will desert, and this will undermine the efforts to restore peace and stability.
Keeping them there for long actually is a threat to the civil population, because as they come out, they may beg for food, or they may forcefully take it, or they may be involved in other crimes. So that's why we are saying let the government speed up and complete this remaining part, so that there is a total peace and stability to all communities over the country.
Badi says regional and international partners to the peace deal, such as the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD, and the Troika countries, need to do more to ensure that the security arrangements are implemented.
We are appealing to the guarantors and friends of South Sudan to please help the government complete this effort in order for the civil population to have peace.
Under the timeline for the implementation of the security arrangements, the parties should have by now graduated the forces, unified and deployed them to new assignments. But that has yet to happen. The SPLM in opposition, one of the parties to the deal, recently accused its partner, the in-government party, led by President Salva Kiir, of delaying the implementation by saying there is no money to do it. The in-government party has repeatedly said it wants the security arrangements implemented. Badi says the synod also noted the issue of movement of cattle across some parts of the country, which could become another source of conflict. He says the government has yet to address that concern. Badi says the church has called on the government to take action and address the influx of cattle into farming areas.
The government should help. All cattle should go to where they have been staying. Though there are challenges of flooding and other challenges, but not to open ways for more problems, we are saying the government should at least help or bring laws that cattle are taken to their places of origin. The more we keep them there, the more we open ways for conflict, for hatred, and for more challenges.
In 2017, President Salva Kiir had issued a presidential order directing pastoralists who had migrated to farming areas to return to their places of origin, but no progress has been made in implementing that order. Conflicts often arise when cattle herds intrude on farmland. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.